Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The Obama administration has announced new security rules, new procedures that should make flying safer. Big sigh of relief, right? And then the head of the Senate Homeland Security Committee says this.
Non-aviation is the vulnerable part of our transportation system.
Non-aviation? What is that?
Trains and boats and planes are passing by.
That's subways and light rail. Bombs explode on the metro in Russia just as the U.S. is planning to vastly expand its rail track around the country. Can we make it completely safe? Can we protect ourselves from other humans at all times and all places? We have nothing to fear, but...
The trains and the boats and the planes.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 5th. I'm here this morning with Todd Zwillick. He's in for John Hockenberry today. John is in Denver all this week. He'll be live from KUVO beginning tomorrow. Good morning, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, Celeste. It's great to be with you. So let's get right to some of the morning's top news. In the past 90 minutes, four bombs exploded in quick succession near the U.S. Embassy in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. Two of them hit just 20 yards from the front gate of the embassy. Gunfire is also being heard close to the heavily guarded building. We'll have more details as they become available this morning. Also in northwest Pakistan this morning, a bomb ripped through a political rally, killing 25 people.
This comes a day after suicide bombers targeted the Iranian, German, and Egyptian embassies in Baghdad, killing 41 and wounding more than 200 people. Meanwhile, after last week's attacks on Moscow's subway system, the threat of suicide bombers attacking targets on U.S. soil has security officials on high alert. For more, we're joined now by Paul Brown. He's the Deputy Commissioner of Public Information for the New York Police Department. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
So after the Moscow subway attacks, New York City increased security in its subways. Who made that decision?
The police commissioner, Commissioner Kelly in New York, made that call.
And what was the point of that? Was there actually a way to make the security, the subways, more secure? Or was that an intention to make people just feel safer?
Both. We've taken, with this attack and other ones overseas, we've taken advantage of the time difference to add police officers after an attack in Europe to our subway system before the rush hour began in New York, until we could learn more about what had happened overseas.
Okay, we're going to talk with you more about this in just a moment. Paul Brown, stay with us.
There's scattered destruction this morning along the U.S.-Mexico border after yesterday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Baja California. Most of the damage was in the twin border cities of Calexico, California, and Mexicali. Two people were killed there. Lucy Jones with the U.S. Geological Survey says expect the ground to continue shaking there.
If you felt this strongly, you should continue to feel aftershocks. We would expect that there will be at least some magnitude 5s, maybe magnitude 6 aftershock in the next few days.
There have been four earthquakes in the region in the past week.
But geologists say there's no connection. More than a week after a mine in China was flooded with water, most of the 153 men trapped underground have been found alive. So far, 114 of them had been pulled to safety. Some of them say they ate sawdust and strapped themselves to the walls with their belts to avoid drowning while they slept.
Jeez.
Mining is a dangerous business in China, where on average, 7 miners die every day. Big day in sports. College basketball, of course. Butler will take on Duke tomorrow. The women's title game pits undefeated UConn against Stanford. Good luck, Stanford. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up as well. The Dow will start at 10,927. The S&P opens at 1,178, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,402.
Last week, after Moscow subway bombings, New York City increased security in its subways. Where did that decision come from, and what was the purpose of the added presence? To make people feel safer or to actually make them safer?
And it brings us to the question of, you know, when you're going about your daily life and you're doing something like, you know, getting in your car or doing something that's risky,
yeah,
how do you feel safe? What do you do that makes you feel safe? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post it to our site, thetakeaway.org.